Even after leaving the White House, Bill Clinton has been making headlines for morally questionable activities. Commentator Kevin Phillips says President Clinton's behavior necessitates an ethical standard.
One difficulty that came up 2 years ago in the attempt to impeach Bill Clinton was the lack of a clear standard. What was an impeachable offense and what was not? That pitfall still exists, but now we have a new problem. What is the proper conduct of an outgoing president? Do we need a code of ethics? Since the 1960s, presidents and vice presidents have been paying closer attention to arranging their future finances. Up until then, high officials had been allowed to take lucrative tax deductions for donating their papers to universities and libraries. Some of us in Republican politics in those years thought that the disallowance of the deduction for presidential papers was a reason why Richard Nixon installed the taping system that proved his undoing over Watergate. Not only would the tapes be a great help to his memoirs and writings, but in contrast to papers, portions of the tapes could still be donated for tax deductions. Since then, sitting presidents have unfailingly arranged presidential libraries and foundations, which later provide them with an important base. Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, and George Bush all established privately funded libraries. Bill Clinton's presidential library, like George Bush Sr.'s, is even to have an apartment for his use, convenient in Little Rock, where he doesn't own a house. Ex-presidents also have the opportunity for big-money speechmaking. Ronald Reagan stirred some indignation for accepting $2 million for a speechmaking trip to Japan. George Bush Sr. does high-level speechmaking and rainmaking for an investment bank, the Carlyle Group. Nixon decided not to take fees for speaking, and Carter hasn't either. Clinton himself is very much in the market. As for lawyering, there are no recent examples of a president going back into practice. Nixon and Ford did not. Clinton might like to, but his pre-retirement deal with a special prosecutor resulted in his law license being lifted for 5 years. Also, there's nothing to stop a former president from lobbying for a foreign company or organization. Which brings us to the pardons, as in Bill Clinton's pardon of fugitive financier Mark Rich. It's reasonably clear that pardons have become a new gray area in final hour presidential behavior, especially when the president may have had private or monetary reasons. And there are other debatable forms of last-minute behavior. A president can also haul away controversial presents received at the White House or do a hidden favor through a final day executive order. It's no good saying that presidents have to be left to their own judgment. There are areas where even the well-intentioned ones could use guidelines. Congress then should hold hearings on a code of ethics for outgoing presidents. With the right help from distinguished governmental and ethics experts, there's no reason a semi-official code couldn't be put in place by a joint resolution of Congress. It would stand as a political rarity, a Bill Clinton contribution to national ethics.
The comments of Kevin Phillips. His newest book is The Cousins Wars: Religion, Politics, and the Triumph of Anglo-America.